672, go ahead.
672, I got your customer contact, what's going on?
Yeah, I was trying to press the button a few minutes, but I think my screen got a little wet. Anyways, back at MLK and Windchill inbound, I discovered a passenger in the very, very, very back on my side trying to smoke meth, and I had to basically tell him he needs to get the heck off my bus. So he did, and yeah, and it, I don't think he actually did it, but I definitely saw the light up pattern back there.
Okay, so no exposure on your bus, there's no smell, odor, or smoke or anything?
I'm unsure. The buses smell the way they smell, and I'm not sure what that stuff smells like, so so I'm hoping not, but I don't feel funny or anything, so a little agitated because I kind of had to yell at him, like, can't do anything like that on this bus.
And rightfully so. I mean, you know, there's other words that I'd like to call them that aren't politically correct, but, all right. If a, I'm sure you would know if he was smelling it. You'd be able to smell. It's not just a stinky bus smell. It's not a pretty smell. So maybe for a caution, open your window just a little bit, crack it some air in, but I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, and it's a black male, late 20s, big poofy blue jacket, black jeans, about 6 foot tall maybe.
And you said black jeans?
Yeah, black jeans, black shoes, big blue poofy jacket, kind of like our TriMet ones except with a full hood.
Okay, and that was at MLK and Winchell. All right, well, I'm glad that he is off your bus and I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too, 1459.